Now, boys and girls, if you sit up and remember last week, we began to speak about one of the great prophets of the Word of God, and that was that man called Elijah. A prophet, of course, you remember, is one who came and spoke to the people from God. God gave the prophet a message to speak, and then the prophet would come and the prophet would preach that message or speak that message to the people. Now, you remember, of course, why God sent Elijah. It was especially on account of this, because the king that had come to reign in the nation of Israel was a very, very bad king. You remember that his name was Ahab. And the worst thing of all that Ahab did was this: he turned the people from worshipping the true God, the Lord God of heaven and earth, and he turned them to worship idols, an idol called Baal, which was really just a great big wooden idol that they had made. And so God, very, very displeased with what the people had done, sent Elijah the prophet to speak to Ahab and to tell Ahab that he must indeed now bear God's punishment. Remember what Elijah did? He simply came into the presence of the king and he told the king that there would be no rain in the land of Israel, that there wouldn't even be dew rising up from the ground in the morning to water the ground until he announced it. And then, having said that, he turned on his heel and away he went out of the presence of the king. He had to hide, of course, from the presence of the king. And you remember how he hid, first of all, at that brook, at that stream called Cherith. And then after that, he went down to the city of Sarepta. And you remember how the Lord provided for him and that widow woman and her young son in the city of Sarepta. Well, the time came then for Elijah to come back into the land once more, that is, out of his hiding, out of the secret place, and stand before Ahab the king once more. And this is how it came about. Things were getting worse and worse, and in fact, for 3 whole years, there hadn't been any rain in the land of Israel. And so Ahab one day said to a man called Obadiah, who was his chief servant, he said, "I want you to go one direction and I'll go the other direction, and we'll search throughout all the land to see if there are any pastures, any green fields where we can feed our horses and our cattle." So off they went, and Obadiah went off in his direction, and he wasn't long traveling when suddenly there appeared before him, who do you think but Elijah? And that great figure that he must have been, you remember, in that coat of camel's hair that he had made for himself. And he stood before Obadiah and he said, "Obadiah, you go and tell Ahab to come because I have something to say." Obadiah was very frightened, boys and girls. He was a faithful man. He believed in God. He had helped many of God's people during that time from Queen Jezebel, you remember, Ahab's wife. And he was very frightened and he said, "Elijah, if I go back to tell Ahab, and maybe if I bring him back here, you'll have gone again into hiding." But Elijah said, "No, you go and bring Ahab and I will surely speak to Ahab." And Ahab came and Elijah stood before him. And Elijah said, "Ahab, I want you to bring all the people. I want you to bring all the prophets, all the messengers of your God Baal, the idol. I want you to bring everybody up onto the mountain called Mount Carmel. And when we come up onto Mount Carmel, then we'll see who is the real God and who is the one who is to be worshipped and served in the land of Israel." All the people came, it says, boys and girls, up onto Mount Carmel, and they stood on the sides of that mountain. And Elijah said, "Now, I want you to go and bring 2 bullocks or 2 cows, if you like. They're to be for sacrifices. You're to make 2 altars, or you're to set the 2 bullocks on 2 altars. And the prophets of Baal, this idol, they're to come before their god Baal, and they're to call on their god to send down fire from heaven. And then he says, I'll call upon my God, the Lord God of Israel, to send down fire from heaven to burn up the sacrifices. And the God who sends down the fire from heaven, he will be shown to be the real God." And that pleased the people. And away they went and they got the 2 sacrifices. They made the altar for the prophets of Baal. They put the sacrifice on it. And then the prophets of Baal, they began to call on Baal. Now, do you think Baal could hear them? Of course he couldn't, because he was only a dumb idol, only something made of wood, something made of stone. But they called and they called, "Oh, Baal, hear us, send down fire from heaven." Of course, nothing happened. And Elijah, you know, boys and girls, he began to scoff at them. He said, maybe your God's gone away on a holiday. Or maybe he's sleeping, he said. And Mai was, really, he was poking fun at these people for worshipping their idols. And it went on and on and on right through the day, and nothing happened. Now said Elijah, put the other sacrifice on the other altar. And he had built up the other altar with 12 great big stones, and they put the other sacrifice on it. He said, now do something else. Go and get 4 barrels of water. Water was very, very scarce, even up in the mountains in Mount Carmel. But they went, they brought 4 barrels of water. He said, throw those barrels of water over the top of the sacrifice. And they did that, over the wood, over the altar, everything. Now he said, go and do it again. They did it again. And he said, go and do it again. And they did it again. So that the sacrifice, you see them, boys and girls, was absolutely soaked, soaking wet. And of course he was going to call down fire from heaven, was he not? And then Elijah said, O Lord God of Israel, hear my call. Send down the fire from heaven and show these people who is the Lord and who they must worship and who they must serve. And the heavens opened, boys and girls, and the flashes of fire came down out of heaven, the Bible tells us. And it burnt up the sacrifice, even though it was soaking wet. Burnt up all the wood, even the water that was lying in the trenches round about the altar. Even the water was dried up because the fire and the heat of the fire was so great. When the people of Israel saw all that, then they said, surely this is the Lord. The Lord, they said, Jehovah, the Lord God of Israel. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And so they recognized that there was only one God, God who made heaven and earth and everything, God who made them, God who was to be worshipped, God who was to be served. And you bear in mind, boys and girls, that there is only one God, the Lord our God. And it's only through the Lord our God that we can be saved. Him we are to worship, him we are to serve, nothing else, no one else. We are to worship and serve the Lord our God. Wasn't it a good word that Elijah said to the people? In fact, he said, make a choice of who your God really is. If the Lord is God, he said, then you follow him. If Baal is God, well, go ahead and follow him. But of course, Baal wasn't God. And there is only one God, the Lord God. And he was telling the people that they must follow the Lord their God and no one else. So you remember that. Remember that God speaks to us out of his word. Remember he tells us to follow him, to worship him, to serve him, to believe in him, to trust in him with all our heart, to have him as our Savior forever and ever.